Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Quick reminder of what we learned in Mishnah Beis. The Chachamim say three piles per Beisa. You're going to pile up Zevel for after Shemitah. We want to make sure people don't think that you're doing it to be Mazavel your field. Now, the Chachamim said three piles per Beisa. The Chachamim also said each pile should have at least 10 containers, each container having a lesach. We say at least because if it's less than that, we're scared. People say, oh, he wants to be mezavel his field. If it's more than that, it looks like, okay, he's storing it. Rav Shimon said, not only can you add containers, you can add ashpatis. You're not limited to the three in the beisa. And now Rav Shimon is telling us an additional kula, that making more than three ashpatis is mutter even if each one of the piles is less than 10 lesach. Even the Chachamim who said, you could have three, but that's only if each one has at least 10 lesach. I need it to be a lot, to look like storage. Not that he's going out to be mezavel his field. Rav Shimon told us one kula you could have more than three. Now Rav Shimon is telling us another kula. Not only can you have more than three piles, but each pile could be smaller than 10 lesach. Let's see our Mishnah. A person can make three piles per beisa in his field. Yosser mikan, but if you want to make more than that number of piles, machtziv, it's okay. Says Rav Shimon, you can have more than three piles. Each pile can have less than a lesach. But there is one thing I'm going to ask of you. Machtziv. It should be like the legs of a pot. The legs of a pot? What he means to say, at least according to this pshat that the Batnur brings, you can make as many as you want. Pot can have many legs. It's a big pot that stands on many legs. Okay, so Reb Shimon is telling us two big kulas over here. You can have as many as you want, and I don't need 10 containers in each. As long as you're not less than three. You have to have at least three. Whereas with Chachamim Ma'isra, the Chachamim are going to answer. You can't have more than three piles to a Beisa. And if you must have three piles to a Beisa, this is what you have to do. Either you dig into the ground, and it's three Tvachim below the ground, or you put it on top. You build something up, and it's three Tvachim above the ground. See, if the Zevel is three Tvachim below the ground, or three Tvachim on top of the ground, it's clear he's not fertilizing his field over here. He's just storing it for later. Then the Chacham would be mind, you can have more than three piles. The Chachamim Aisrin, the Chacham would ask him to have more than three piles, Ad Sheyamik Shloisha, unless he lowers the place of the pile three Tvachim below the ground, he digs in, or raises it three Tvachim above the ground. What about if I want to make one big pile? Zakta Mishnah. Yeah, you can do that. Person can make his zevel into one big pile. Instead of making three separate piles of 10 lesach each, put it all in one place. 30 lesach into one big pile. And you know what? And you can keep adding as much as you want. This is a big chiddush. Because I would have thought, explains about Tanur, just like it's us to make more than three piles to a beisa, it's us to have more than a shear of three piles in one place. So we're saying no. It's in one place, pile up as much as you want. Al Kulpanim, that's the first sheet. Reb Meir Oyser. Reb Meir says, no. You can't make a single pile that has more than 30 lesach. Achi yamik shloisha, achi yagbiya shloisha. Unless, again, you lower it three tvachim into the ground or you raise it three tvachim above the ground. All right, let's go back to the shear. How much in each pile? You told me in the previous Mishnah, but according to the Chachamim, every one of these ashpatas, these piles, has to have at least 10 lesach. And what should I do if I don't have that much and I want to store it for next year? Sakta Mishnah, Hayalei Davra Muyet. Let's see, he only has a small amount of Zevel. And he says to the Rav, what should I do? I don't want to be over what the Chachamim tell me. I don't have 10 lesach. I would put 10 lesach in a pile if I have. I don't have that much Zevel. So you know what? Make a pile and add to it. In other words, if you don't have it all at one time, it's fine. Start out slowly, just keep adding to it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oiser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no. If you don't have 10 lesach, you can't start out with a small pile, even if you intend to add to it. What can you do? Well, again, we're giving you the seitza. Dig in 3 tefachim under the ground or raise it 3 tefachim above the ground. Then it's okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oiser. He answers a small pile, achi yamik shloisha, achi yagbiya shloisha, unless he digs in. Amek means deep, like to learning with amkus means to be deep. He has to lower the side of the pile 3 tefachim underneath the ground or raise it 3 tefachim above the ground. But he gives us another eitzah here. Oy achi yitain ala sela. Or another eitzah is, put it on a rock. Obviously, no one's going to think you're trying to fertilize a rock, because you can't. Now, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allow us to start out small and keep adding? So the Matan explains, I'm scared he won't have any more. If he doesn't have any more, people are going to think, such a small amount, he's fertilizing his field. And we're careful with Marisayan all over the Torah. But with Shvius, where there was such a big Nisayan, this is really something we wanted to be extra careful about. People should not think that someone who's really Erlach is being over in Aver. So, chazing over our Mishnah Gimel. Shitas of Shimon is you can have more than 3 ashpatais in an area of the Beisa. You can have as many as the legs of a pot, a big pot. In other words, you can have as many piles as you want, even if each pile is less than 10 lesech, but it shouldn't be smaller than 3 lesech. Ziyaz Reb Shimon, the Chachamim say, you won't have more than 3, I have a different eitzah for you. Dig in 3 tefachim under the ground or raise the bottom of the pile, it should stand 3 tefachim above the ground. Then that's going to be clear, you're not fertilizing the ground. What if you want to take all 3 piles and pile it into one pile? First Tan in our Mishnah said, no problem. Keep adding to it. Reb Meir says, no. You want to do that, you want a single pile that has more than 30 lesech? Can't have you do that, unless again you do that eitzah of digging in 3 tefachim under the ground or raising the bottom of the pile 3 tefachim above the ground. So clearly, this is not an act of fertilizing. Okay, so let's go back to the basic halacha. Every pile has to have at least 10 lesach according to the chacham. And what if I don't have enough? I don't have 10 lesach. I'm not such a big farmer. I don't have that much zevel. So the Tana says, okay, start out, put whatever you have, and keep adding to it. The mayor says, no. If you don't have it at one time, what you can do is, again, this eitzah, dig in 3 tefachim under the ground, or raise it 3 tefachim above the ground. If the base of the pile is either 3 tefachim under the ground or above the ground, then it's crystal clear you're storing this and you're not fertilizing anything now. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gives another eitzah, you could put it on a rock, put it on a boulder. You don't have to be a farmer to know that you can't fertilize a rock. Taisus Yamta says, not just Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds this way, but the Chacham would also say that a rock would be just as good as digging in 3 under the ground or raising it 3 above the ground.